Well, the holidays have come and gone once again, but if you've forgotten to get that special someone in your life a gift, well, Mint Mobile is extending their holiday offer of half off unlimited wireless. So here's the idea. You get it now. You call it an early present for next year. What do you have to lose?
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Limited time 50% off regular price for new customers. Upfront payment required. $45 for 3 months, $90 for 6 months, or $180 for 12-month plan. Taxes and fees extra. Speeds may slow after 50 gigabytes per month when network is busy. See terms.
B96.
Can't crush Carla.
All right, welcome Sarah in Old Irving Park. Good morning.
Hi, Sarah.
Good morning. How are you?
We're good. You ready to crush Carla? Win yourself 1G, 1K?
I hope so. Let's hope so.
Yeah, 1 grand,
yeah. 1K. let's do it. First you got to throw Carla out of here. I was just about to start.
Hey, Carla, get your assets out of the room.
I will.
That might have been my favorite one ever, by the way. We're going to ask you 5 pop culture questions. Get more correct than Carla. Crush Carla. We'll get you $1,000. Here we go. Starting with question number 1, which is about Jack Black. So he revealed that he regrets turning down the role of the villain in the first Incredibles film. In which animated film did he voice the character named Poe?
It was a panda. I don't know the name of it, but something with a panda.
Okay. Maybe. So this was actually the cheat sheet question yesterday. So every day at 4:30, I call Dash in the afternoon, and I give him one of the questions and its answer for the following days. Can't crush Carla. So listen at 4:30, and you would have known that one, okay? Just throwing that out.
Okay.
Question number 2. Heidi Klum is set to release a single very soon. What musician was she formerly married to?
Oh, no. I don't know.
You want to just name?
I have to pass.
Okay. Question number 3. Megan Thee Stallion opened her own Popeyes franchise in Florida, and she's now the boss of the chicken restaurant. What state is she originally from?
Megan Thee Stallion. I thought she was from New York, but...
Is that what you're going with?
Yeah, I'm going to go with New York.
All right, question number 4. George and Amal Clooney were granted French citizenship after concerns of raising children in Hollywood. In 2013, he co-founded which tequila brand?
Tessa Mijos.
All right, question number 5. There is a Ben Johnson look-alike contest happening in Bedford Park tomorrow night. Ben Johnson is the coach of which Chicago sports team?
Oh, my God, he's so hot. Chicago Bears.
Okay, let's get Carla back in here. While she's on the way in, Sarah, you go trapezing on the lake. What even does that mean? How do you trapeze on a lake?
You know, it's so much fun. It's at Belmont Harbor during the summer, and they just hook you up, and you just, you know, someone catches you, and then you land on a net. I have gymnastics background, so it's just a lot of fun.
She goes trapezing on the lake.
What?
Yeah.
Oh, that's so cool. You're so cool.
Can anybody do this?
Girl.
Do you have to be in the trapeze community, or can I just, like, go out there and do it at Belmont Harbor?
No, you can go on and do it. Of course, there's a charge for it and everything. But, yeah, no, you go do it, and you sign up, and they have professionals catching you. It's amazing.
I'm not trying to rain on Moog's parade, but... I don't know if you would be great at trapezing. I wouldn't be good at trapezing.
How dare you?
Anyone can honestly do it.
How dare you doubt my trapeze ability?
You know what? I'm going to dare. I'm going to dare to doubt your trapeze.
I have a gymnastics background, too, meaning that I had PE classes when I was in elementary school.
That's all you need.
No, yeah, that doesn't count, Mo. Come on.
All right. So 2 correct for Sarah in Old Irving Park.
Ooh, okay.
Okay. Don't swear over there, okay? All right, question number 1. I know it sounded like you were about to. My heart jumped out of my chest. Question number 1. Jack Black revealed that he regrets turning down the role of the villain in the first Incredibles film. In which animated film did he voice the character named Poe?
Kung Fu Panda?
Yeah.
Woo!
Good job. Kung Fu Panda. Yeah, that was the cheat sheet question yesterday. Question number 2. Heidi Klum is set to release a single very soon. What musician was the model formerly married to?
Heidi Klum.
Heidi Klum.
I just remembered.
Former musician. Is it Adam Levine? No?
I think it's Seal, and I got that wrong, too.
Is it Seal?
Yeah, it's Seal.
Crap.
Not Adam Levine. Maroon 5, Adam Levine?
I don't know who Heidi Klum was married to. I only know who...
You know she's iconic for her Halloween parties.
Oh, is she the one that dressed up as a lizard?
Like a caterpillar or something weird like that. Yeah.
Okay.
Question number 3. Oh. Megan Thee Stallion opened her own Popeyes franchise in Florida and is now the boss of the chicken restaurant. Mm-hmm. What state is she originally from?
She's an H-Town hottie, which is Houston, which is Texas.
Mm-hmm. Question number 4. George and Amal Clooney were granted French citizenship after concerns of raising their children in Hollywood. In 2013, he co-founded which tequila brand?
Casamigos.
That's right.
I drink a lot of that.
Oh, really?
I did in my heyday.
In your heyday? Is this not your
That's
heyday?
That's a good tequila, man.
Listen, Casamigos makes you fight.
Oh,
if you know, okay. You know.
All right. Question number 5. There is a Ben Johnson look-alike contest happening in Bedford Park tomorrow night. Ben Johnson is the coach of which Chicago sports team?
The Bears.
The Bears. I had asked Sarah that question. She goes, he's so hot.
You know what, Sarah? He is.
So in Bedford Park tomorrow night, there's going to be a billion people who look just like him, or at least would like to think they do. And I'm going to be a judge of the Ben Johnson
Are
look-alike
really?
Contest. Yeah.
Are you going to get the number of all the hot guys? For me and Sarah?
Sure.
Please.
But don't, wherever I write it down, do not let my wife find that piece of paper. She will leave me, I believe, for Ben Johnson or a lookalike. All right, so.
I don't blame her. No, I'm kidding.
Hey.
Can't trapeze. Doesn't look like Ben Johnson.
Why am I taking so many L's? Apparently, I can't crush Carla, but you know what you have to say, right, Sarah?
I do, yeah. My name is Sarah from Old Irving Park, and I cannot crush Carla.
No, you can't, unfortunately. But listen, we invite you to try back. We do this every single weekday at 7:50 for a chance to win $1,000, okay?
Thanks, I appreciate it.
All
Take
right,
care.
You're welcome. Have a great day, and we'll talk to you soon.
Okay, bye.
I am going to take a much-needed break for a couple of minutes.
Okay.
We'll come back. We've got Match or Mistake, and...
We're going to help somebody figure out if their relationship is a match or a mistake.
Yeah, that's next on B96.
Well, the holidays have come and gone once again, but if you've forgotten to get that special someone in your life a gift, well, Mint Mobile is extending their holiday offer of half off unlimited wireless. So here's the idea. You get it now. You call it an early present for next year. What do you have to lose?
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Limited time 50% off regular price for new customers. Upfront payment required. $45 for 3 months, $90 for 6 months, or $180 for 12-month plan. Taxes and fees extra. Speeds may slow after 50 gigabytes per month when network is busy. See terms.